More now on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Ashton Carter is a professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government and former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy in the 1990s. Welcome back to the program, Ash Carter.
Good to be here, Robert.
Knowing what's going on nowadays in Iran and North Korea, can one honestly say the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty works?
Well, there is a case which I think is wrong, which says that since the bad guys like Iran and North Korea ignore the treaty and the good guys don't need a treaty, what's the point of having a treaty? And the value of the NPT is, first of all, in the fact that there is an in-between category between the bad guys like Iran and North Korea and everyone else. Countries like Kazakhstan, Belarus, Ukraine, South Africa, South Korea, Taiwan in recent years that are not rogue states, but that flirted with going nuclear, were prevented from doing so in part because of the non-proliferation treaty. The other thing the treaty gives us is the international support when it comes time to go after the true rogues that no treaty can constrain, especially North Korea.
Part of the argument over the effectiveness of the treaty seems to hinge on the nuclear programs that countries are allowed or encouraged to undertake without going into nuclear weapons. Can one continue to enforce a hard line between a peaceful nuclear program and then a weapons program, which one could move into and simply drop out of the treaty?
Well, I think the case of Iran especially illustrates exactly that problem. The treaty was drafted 30 years ago when the understanding of the peaceful atom was very different from how we understand it today. Today we know that under the existing treaty, you can get too close to having the bomb under the guise of a peaceful program. So one of the things that the United States needs to begin championing in the years ahead is a different understanding of the treaty, according to which the peaceful atom needs to be understood today to be not peaceful, which means that people who are doing enrichment and reprocessing of plutonium under the guise of peaceful programs can't be permitted to do that in the 21st century.
But when Iran says it might resume enriching uranium, would uranium enrichment per se constitute a violation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty?
No, today it does not. However, its language says not that you may enrich uranium. What it says is that you can do everything that is consistent with not having a weapons program. So it's been the understanding for 30 years that enrichment is consistent with the treaty, but the treaty doesn't actually say that. So we need to begin to get everybody on board to the idea that enrichment is no longer, particularly after 9/11 and the specter of nuclear terrorism, not consistent with the peaceful purposes spoken of in the treaty.
Is there some obvious reform you can articulate that you think the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty might be amended to say that would really close loopholes?
I wouldn't recommend trying to amend the text per se, but yes, the understanding surrounding of it, the very simple proposition is no making of uranium or plutonium except by the countries that are already doing that under the safeguards of the IAEA.
And that would mean that which countries would be running afoul of that today? Just Iran and possibly North Korea?
No, also Brazil. And there are others, countries that seem perfectly peaceful today, and it's not that we suspect them of anything. But plutonium lasts 24,000 years. Uranium, highly enriched uranium, lasts hundreds of millions of years. So material made today is going to be around through many turns of the wheel of history. And that's why it's got to be the common project of governments everywhere to make sure we don't make any more of this material in new places. And if we had that understanding, it'll go a long way to keeping materials out of the hands of the likes of Al-Qaeda, never mind the North Koreans.
Ashton Carter, thank you for talking with us once
again. Good to talk to you.
Ashton Carter was Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy in the Clinton administration, and he is now a Ford Foundation Professor of Science and International Affairs at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University.